120. A Dream of Immortality. It is only too easy to consider yourself immortal after you have imbibed rather too freely. This is the cautionary tale of Jimmy Anderson. Anderson started out on his alcoholic binges at quite an early age. Almost every night, he would almost immerse himself in whatever kind of alcohol came in handy. It all began when his girlfriend left him for Tony Caprice, a man of immense wealth, who went on to become a powerful politician. The immediate effect was that Anderson was no longer able to form any impartial judgment. Imbued with jealousy and hatred, he would launch into impassioned tirades that invariably called for Caprice to be impeached for reasons of impropriety. Imitating Caprice's speech and mannerisms was the funny part, but as the evenings wore on, Anderson would be quite immobilized by the demon drink. It was clear that the alcohol had seriously impaired Anderson's sense of reality. After a while, his immune system became affected, and Anderson succumbed to a number of serious illnesses, one after another. For long periods of time, he was rendered completely immobile. Magically, Anderson recovered, or so it seemed. He turned to some obscure religion for salvation, but all it did was to impart a belief in him that he was immortal, immune to the power of death. One fine day, impatient to be at one with eternity, Anderson flung himself out of a 27th floor window. He died on impact, impaled on the railings below. A sad ending. The twist to the story is that Caprice did, in fact, subsequently face impeachment proceedings, but, for technical reasons, was granted immunity.